CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The faithful waited hours to pay their final respects to Pope Francis at the start of 3 days of public viewing ahead of his funeral.
He's like a member of the family, isn't he? Somebody very close to our hearts, somebody who made the church very accessible to everybody and inclusive to everybody.
CBS's Nora O'Donnell was among those passing through St. Peter's Basilica.
I mean, it was so quiet. It was so solemn. We stood just feet away from Pope Francis. People reached out to touch his coffin. We heard one little girl kind of cry, and you could hear people, you know, praying very, very quietly. But it was a moment of reflection. It was a moment to think about his legacy.
Pope Francis will be buried on Saturday. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tried to calm nerves today over the global trade war and President Trump's tariffs.
America first does not mean America alone. To the contrary, it is a call for deeper collaboration and mutual respect among trade partners.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes reports some top industry leaders are also urging the president to settle the disputes.
He met here at the White House with the CEOs of Walmart and Target behind closed doors on Monday, and they delivered a pretty blunt warning. They said that his enormous tariffs on Chinese goods could lead in a matter of weeks to empty store shelves.
Boeing CEO said today he doesn't expect the trade war will get in the way of its financial recovery, even though China is refusing to accept aircraft deliveries. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says he will not seek re-election next year, ending his 40-plus years in Congress. Correspondent Chanel Call reports his Illinois seat is considered relatively safe for Democrats.
This open seat is going to set up a pretty competitive race in Illinois. The state has grown to be a bit more solidly Democratic. In recent years, Republicans have only captured a Senate seat there twice for six terms since 1984.
President Trump lashed out today at Ukraine's president for saying his country won't accept Russia holding on to Crimea in a peace agreement. Former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor, says there's still wiggle room for a deal.
The Russians are not going to like it that the Ukrainians won't legally recognize their Russian control of Crimea, but they don't have to. If the Americans recognize it, that might be good enough for Putin.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials finished the day 419 points higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha police are investigating a Racine police shooting. At around 6 last night, Racine police were called to a home invasion in progress near Marquette and Hamilton. When officers got there, they heard gunshots inside. They went in and engaged with the suspect, with him being shot and suffering minor injuries. A statement says several children and adults were in the home at the time. Again, Kenosha police are investigating a Racine police shooting last night. A Kenosha teen will serve a year in juvenile detention after bringing a gun to Indian Trail last December. The 16-year-old pleaded guilty to making terrorist threats and possessing a firearm on school grounds. Judge Chad Kirkman also added to the sentence anger management courses and community service. The Buc-ee's plan for Milwaukee County is moving ahead. Oak Creek's Plan Commission unanimously approved a conditional use permit last night, sending it to the Common Council for a May 20th vote. The proposed 73,000-square-foot travel center with 120 pumps faces a lawsuit. People living nearby cite transparency concerns and potential open meeting violations. Homeowners argue the project near I-94, just north of the Racine County line, threatens traffic, safety, and the environment. Racine's Harbor Fest returns June 13th and 14th with expanded entertainment and culinary offerings. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another slow start for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA playoffs. The Bucks fell behind early and tried playing catch-up again. They lost to the Pacers 123-115. Head coach Doc Rivers.
We've gotten up to two poor starts, and we got to make an adjustment there for sure.
Bucks center Brook Lopez.
They've been the aggressor. We haven't. You know, we keep spotting them 10-point leads at least. The beginning of the third, and that's pretty much the game. It's tough when we start the game like that, when we start the half like that, and obviously we got to change that.
Indy now leads the series 2-0. Game 3 Friday night in Milwaukee. Baseball. The Brewers with a decisive 11-3 win over the Giants. The crew with an 8-run rally in the sixth. Most of the batters facing a 2-strike, 2-out count.
I mean, that's baseball. You have to be a 2-out, 2-strike hitter. You have to do things. The inning's not over with 2 outs, nobody on. The inning's not over with, you got to be willing to do that kind of stuff.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, maybe a shower or two, and a low in the upper 40s. More clouds overall than sunshine for tomorrow, highs only into the low 50s. Then showers and thunderstorms around for Friday, highs mid-50s. Some sun back for Saturday. Currently at 62 degrees.
Monday. It's the Mamas and the Papas, Monday on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. If you were listening a few weeks ago, you probably heard me say that from a study that people should not sleep in the nude. Now, here's a study that says you should sleep in the nude. Here's what it says. It says you'll have better skin, you'll regulate your hormones, you'll get a better night's sleep, and you'll just feel happier if you sleep in the nude.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Let's stay together on WRJN. Paul Harvey, the late Paul Harvey, is back on WRJN with archived episodes of the rest of the story. You can hear him mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and middays with Dan Marcus at 12:05. And it's brought to you in part by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Kenosha's tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements and more. And if you miss an episode of Paul Harvey on the Air, find the weekly shows online at WRJN.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove, where spring is in full swing. Join the fun this Saturday from 8 to 1 for their exciting spring pop-up event. Grab your favorite handcrafted beverage while you explore a variety of local vendors showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Great beverages meet great local products. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you fueled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, an all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field Lowe's bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder, courtesy of Miller Lite and Leinenkugel's. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
The sounds of timeless hits and baseball are the perfect combination. Once again, WRJN is Southeast Wisconsin's home of Brewer baseball. Listen as the Brewers go for a three-peat in the NL Central. See the schedule online at WRJN.com.
We'll be right back.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Researchers are finding high levels of microplastics in forests and mountains. Well, no wonder mountain air always smells so fresh. It's carefully wrapped in plastic.
Well, Linda was mine till the time that I found her. Holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, love me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay in the moon, play games behind me, and I'll be what I am, the solitary man. Time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong.
Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Don't you just love listening to these timeless hits on WRJN like that one from the Monkees? I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, if you love these timeless hits, you're going to love Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, before the Monkees, before Buddy Holly, before the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Frank Sinatra, and more. You can hear them all with Lou Regani and Music of the Stars, Sundays from 7 till noon on WRJN. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha leaders are moving forward with plans to extend bus routes to Summers. The city's Transit Commission passed a proposal Monday to move the plan ahead. The expansion aims to connect riders to Walmart and Festival Foods, which are currently inaccessible through public transit. The Buc-ee's plan for Milwaukee County is moving ahead. Oak Creek's Plan Commission unanimously approved a conditional use permit last night, sending it to the Common Council for a May 20th vote. The proposed 73,000-square-foot travel center with 120 pumps faces a lawsuit. People living nearby cite transparency concerns and potential open meeting violations. Homeowners argue the project near I-94, just north of the Racine County line, threatens traffic, safety, and the environment. Racine police shot and wounded a man involved in a home invasion last night. Kenosha authorities are investigating the police shooting that happened at around 6 at a home near Marquette and Hamilton. A statement says officers heard gunshots, engaged the suspect, and wounded him with minor injuries. A Racine man won $1 million on a scratcher. Daniel Maceman hit the $1 million jackpot on the Wisconsin Lottery's $1 million diamond scratch ticket last week. Maceman bought the winning ticket at Pick and Save on Douglas Avenue and claimed his prize last Friday in Madison. The $30 game launched in March. It features three top prizes of $1 million, with Maceman as the first winner. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, maybe a shower or two and a low in the upper 40s. More clouds overall than sunshine for tomorrow, highs only into the low 50s. Then showers and thunderstorms around for Friday, highs mid-50s. Some sun back for Saturday, currently at 62 degrees.
Got a magic spell, and it's working so well that
Yes, it's WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin is here, and I saw this on, I think it was Reddit, somewhere on the internet I saw this. It was talking about a guy who wrote his own obituary, and it was three words. The three words were, I am dead.
That was the obituary?
That was the obituary. He wrote it himself.
Oh, that's kind of sad, though, because don't you want... I want to know who his family is and what he did or, you know, what their backstory is.
But anyway, this was, I think it was on Reddit. And then people got talking about they had to write their own 3 or 4 word obituary.
Oh, goodness.
Could you do it?
3 or 4.
It's harder than you think. 3 or 4 words.
It is. It really is.
I wrote mine.
Okay.
Mine is 4 words. He was nice enough.
How about I rock this?
I rock this. That's good. I like that.
There you go.
All right. So we just saved our family some emotional trauma. We've taken, checked that off the list. Obituary written.
You don't have to pay to have it in the paper too. See, save some money.
Yeah, we just did it on the radio. All right. There's my friend Robin who joins us from time to time. She rocks it on WRJN.
I'll be alone each and every night while you're away. Don't forget to.
Come away, you get going. Leave the sinking ship behind.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We are about a week and a half away now from Racine Raiders football. We're going to carry every game this season, both home and away. First home game is coming up a week from Saturday. It's May 3rd at Horlick Athletic Field. And if you want to read about the Raiders play-by-play anchor, Don Wadowitz, you can do so in this week's WRJN newsletter. Sign up at WRJN.com. It's the Racine Raiders and WRJN.
Dan Bobby Love. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Can buy me. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
WRJN. We'll be right back.
alive and kicking. The song is Tighter Tighter on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, coming up at 5, we've got CBS News for you. And then, of course, the 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1960. 3 great songs, 1 great year. And if you want to take the whole class reunion thing one step further, you can let us know about your class reunion. We'll help you spread the word on the air and online. Have your organizer email your event details to classreunion@wrjn.com. We'll mention it on the air. We'll post the details online. And listen for your year weekdays at 5 on the WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion. It's coming up.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove, where spring is in full swing. Join the fun this Saturday from 8 to 1 for their exciting spring pop-up event. Grab your favorite handcrafted beverage while you explore a variety of local vendors showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Great beverages meet great local products. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their Mimosa Kringle. O&H's signature orange filling makes it deliciously refreshing. But that's not all. O&H has taken an extra step and made it even better with champagne-flavored icing topped with white chocolate pearls. Be sure to stop in and pick up one this week. And while there, grab a loaf of O&H's Oven Fresh Country French Bread. It's just $4.75 a loaf all this week. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, an all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Make everything
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5 and the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Well, this is the definition of irony, I think. It says here, a couple in Germany stole a car. Why? In order to get to their court date on time.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street,
and Timeless Hits, WRJN.
I don't know what it is that makes me love you so. I only This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The president's under growing pressure to let the steam out of his tariffs war. The CEOs of Walmart and Target warned Trump Monday his tariffs on Chinese goods could lead to empty store shelves in a matter of weeks. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
48 hours later, we're hearing a new message from this president expressing a lot of optimism that this is all going to get taken care of very quickly.
Not soon enough for many industries, as Allison Keyes reports.
At the Port of Long Beach, CEO Mario Cordero says the Trump tariffs are causing a drop in ship traffic.
The fundamental view from a Port Authority perspective, less cargo volume, less jobs.
He says most imports come from China and there's a ripple effect.
1 in 9 jobs come in the region of Greater Los Angeles are from the port complex.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Longtime Illinois Senator Dick Durbin said today he won't be running for re-election. After 4 decades, he says it's time for others to serve. And analyst Larry Sabato believes his seat will very likely be filled by another Democrat.
There are already a half a dozen Democrats lining up. There'll probably be more because open Senate seats don't come around very often anywhere.